The Judean War, Chapter 1. Now, in my case, my race is not undistinguished. Instead, its origin is traced to ancient priests. But in the same way that the basis of noble birth is different among various people, so also among us, membership in the priesthood is a certain proof of an illustrious race. Now in my case, my race is not merely from priests, but it is also from the first of 24 courses. Now this is an enormous distinction, but also from the most eminent of the divisions within this course. But I also have a share of royal race from my mother, for the boys of Hashimoni, of whom she was a descendant, both served as chief priests and exercised the kingship of our nation for a very long time. Now, I shall state the succession. Our chief father was Simon, who was surnamed the Stutterer. This man lived in a period when the boy of the chief priest Simon served as chief priest, who was the first of the chief priests named Hyrcanos. Now, Simon the Stutterer had 9 boys. One of these was Mattathiah, known as of Aphaios. This man married the daughter of the chief priest, Jonathan. Jonathan was the first boy of Hashimoni's race to serve as the chief priest, and was the brother of Simon the chief priest. Then, in the first year that Hyrcanos was chief, Mattathiah had a boy named Mattathiah, surnamed the Rounded. Mattathiah the Rounded's son, Joseph, was born in the 9th year of Alexandra's government. Now Joseph begat Mattathiah in the 10th year of Archelaus's reign. Now Mattathiah begat me in the 1st year of Gaius Caesar's command. Now, I have 3 boys. Indeed, the eldest, Hyrcanos, was born in the 4th year, but Eustos in the 8th year, but Agrippa in the 9th year of the command of Vespasianus Caesar. This is indeed how I present the succession of our race, as I have found it recorded in the public registers, sending a greeting to those who try to slander us. But my father, Mattathiah, was not only distinguished because of his noble birth. Instead, he was praised even more on account of his righteousness, being a very eminent man among the Jerusalemites, the greatest city we have. Now I myself was jointly educated with my brother, named Mattathiah, for he was a legitimate brother, born from both parents. But I progressed ahead of him into a vast wealth of education, gaining a reputation for both an excellent memory and insight. Now, while I was still a mere boy, about 14 years old, I was commended by everyone because I loved to read documents. Because of this, the chief priests and principal men of the city would often meet with me in order to understand the laws more precisely. Now, when I was about 16 years old, I chose to gain expertise in the several sects which are among us. Now, there are 3 of these, Indeed, the first is the Pharisees, and the second, the Zadokim, but the third, the Essenes. For I thought, if I was able to examine them all, I would be able to choose the best. Therefore, I submitted myself to hard training and laborious exercises, and passed through the three of them. And I was not content with the resulting expertise. So when I heard about a certain man named Binui, who made his life in the wilderness, indeed, wearing only clothing made from trees, but scavenging food which grew on its own, but washing frequently for purification with frigid water day and night, I became his devotee. So when I had lived with him for 3 years and had accomplished my purpose, I returned to the city. Now, at the age of 19, I also began to involve myself in public life, according to the rules of the Pharisees, a sect which is similar to the one called Stoic among the Hellenes. But after my 26th year, it also fell to my lot to go up to Roma for the cause which shall now be described. At the time when Felix was administering Judah, there were certain priests, close associates of mine, and excellent men, whom he had bound and sent to Roma on a minor and incidental cause, in order to render an account to Caesar. I desired to find some means of saving these men, but especially when I discovered that, even in their wretched circumstances, they had not abandoned piety toward the deity, but were subsisting on figs and nuts. So I reached Roma after having faced many dangers at sea. For our ship was immersed in the middle of the Adriatic Sea, and we, being about 600 in number, had to swim through the entire night. And about daybreak, by God's foresight, a Curanian ship appeared before us. So both I and some others, about 80 in all, overtook the rest and were taken on board. Now after we had come safely to Di Chiarchia, which the Italians call Puteoli, I formed a friendship with Ali Touros. Now this man was a mime actor, especially loved by Nero, and a Judean by race. And through him, I became known to Poppaea, the wife of Caesar. Then, as soon as possible, I made provision, appealing to her to free the priests. Now having received this favor from Poppaea, in addition to enormous gifts from her, I returned home.